Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Good morning. It is Sam and Greg. Sort of. We'll get to that in a second. On this Saturday morning, it's the 19th day of July. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning.
and a good morning to everybody in Buford. Up there in Buford. Now, that voice, that second morning, sounded a little different. And that's because we got the fifth Beatle in here this morning.
It happens occasionally, yes.
Man, Jason Longshore is here with me today, sitting in for Mr. Crenshaw, who's on assignment, who, by the way, will be joining us at 9 o'clock straight up. Don't ask me why. Got the day off, you going to call into the show?
Is he joining us from Bucky's?
You know, he ain't that far.
I know, he could probably stop by Bucky's, actually.
He probably, man, good to see you.
Yep. It's been a busy, busy summer. Atlanta United was on the road for a long time. Club World Cup was in town, so had a whole bunch of games to cover and talk about with that. Had all the summer soccer leagues going on and stuff, so it's been nonstop, and it stays nonstop. We got a game tonight.
Well, we're going to talk Atlanta United, but I just have to tell you off the top that you have no idea the amount of conversation that Sam and I have had regarding you we have for you.
That's dangerous.
Especially when we're getting ready to have you on the show, because Atlanta United hasn't had a season we all thought they would have. Mm-hmm. And yet you have to talk about them and bring the positive on a race. And one of the things that we talked about is like, man, Jason, this year for him has got to be like those lean years for the Braves, and he's like Skip Carey and all those Braves announcers before they got good. But you've stayed the course, man.
Our radio calls have bordered on Skip and Pete era 80s Braves at times. Yes, that has happened. I think we ended up talking a whole lot about the kids screaming in front of us in D.C. Wanting ice cream, that being a storyline.
Okay.
That game was terrible. There was nothing else to talk about.
If you're going
to
bring something up, there's people who didn't hear that broadcast. And
who heard the broadcast knew about the screaming kids in front of us. In Washington, D.C.
Okay.
They were right in front of our crowd mic, and there's nothing we could do. Kid really wanted his ice cream.
He was screaming, what, his mother or his family?
I don't know. The family was there. The kid wasn't getting his ice cream until halftime, and we heard all about it, the whole broadcast.
Now, what's more annoying, that situation or the guys who've had too much to drink and they start cussing in front of you or near the booth?
Oh, that's usually funny because that's happened multiple times in multiple places around the league. Because, as you know, Mike is boisterous. Is that a fair way to put it?
That's my man. Yeah,
he's very loud at times.
And we love it.
And in a lot of these stadiums, we are not very far away from the crowd. Mm-hmm. So Montreal in the playoffs last year is the first one that comes to mind where there was somebody who had been overserved, I would say.
Yeah.
I wasn't very happy about their season ending in a penalty shootout and ours continuing. And heard us and had a lot to say to us.
Wow.
It was very entertaining. There was no way he could get to us. It was very, very funny.
Okay. So you guys didn't need security?
No. Orlando's close enough to where we had one game back in the day where Randy McMichael actually texted me and was asking if we were okay.
Wow.
Because people were turning around yelling at us.
That's the kind of bodyguard you want, though.
Exactly. Randy. If Randy wants to come sit in the booth with us, he can do that anytime
he
wants.
But he was about 500 miles away.
Next time he can come with us if he has to.
By the way, can we take a second and congratulate them, too? Did you hear what, you know, they got some good news this past week.
Mm-hmm.
Andy and Randy.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is looking up at them, ratings-wise, in a certain little category. But forget that. They are looking up at him. Them. And so congratulations to them. Also congratulations to Steak and Sandra.
Mm-hmm.
Steakhouse is performing well. The station overall is performing well. But those are our 3 and 4 hitters, put it that way. How about that, right?
Everybody's killing it right now. Yeah. It's cool that it's happening, too, and there's so much to talk about. I mean, you talk about Atlanta United and the season not being what we wanted it to be, but there's things to talk about with that. There's things to talk about from a soccer perspective. We talk about it on the Intersection quite a bit. The Atlanta Dream are killing it this year. So that's a cool thing to get into this summer. There's a lot of hope and excitement about the Falcons with training camp starting up this week. The Braves have been down. You know, it happens at sports, but the Hawks have had a lot of excitement
too. Not only the Hawks got some conversation about the possibilities of this upcoming season. Do you know who's getting a lot of love as far as what may happen in the second half of their season and what's going on? The Atlanta Dream.
Yeah, no, the Dream have been great.
The Dream have been a lot of fun. Every time I hear the folks on ESPN or the other networks talking about the WNBA and they mention the traditional powers in that league, saying, "Oh, this is the one year you can't choose or even predict who's going to be in the finals because there is such parity." And one of the things they talk about, y'all better not sleep on the Dream.
People are starting to catch up, finally. They're starting to catch up. That's one conversation that I think is really interesting with where the WNBA is going. And it reminds me in some ways of the NBA maybe in the 80s into the early 90s. It's very star-driven right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the Dream stars aren't getting as much love nationally as they should. And maybe at times they get left out of that conversation, but they might be the best team going right now.
Well, I will
tell you, that's very cool to see.
I will tell you this, in the conversation about the second half of the season, as we sit here on All-Star Weekend for the WNBA, the name other than Caitlin Clark that's been mentioned, obviously, about not being a part of things because she's dealing with an injury, is the fact that people are missing Ryan Howard. Ryan Howard up there and talking about her in a way that she is, in other words, inclusion in with all the other big names.
Yeah, and they're still sleeping on Alicia Gray, and she's not getting talked about as much as she should be getting talked about because she's been amazing. It's a really cool time for the WNBA, and we'll talk about it. We have some stuff coming up later in the show that we'll get into. The league has really grown, and I think the amount of storylines, because that's, to me, what it comes down to, you know, we're talking about Atlanta sports this summer where you've got some teams aren't performing. You've got some excitement about others. There's storylines. There's things to talk about. In the WNBA, there are a lot of storylines to talk about on the court. I think at times, look, some people skip those and want to talk about other storylines and maybe make some up. But the league is in a really good place in terms of things to talk about that are positive and going forward, and it's exciting.
Well, they're taking advantage of what happened last year, and it was the whole Angel Reese and Caitlin situation coming out of college. Everybody wanted to compare it of age that remembered the Bird and Magic entering into the NBA. So the league is doing its best not to screw that up, and it seems to be the case. You know the best part about this, though, Jason, right now? Jason Longshore, again, in for Sam, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, is that you and I have spent a few minutes talking about the WNBA, and Noelle is sitting back there like a proud parent, as if she's like, she's the teacher, the professor, who's taught us, and here we are going on about it. She's just sitting back there clapping, which, by the way, we will do a deep dive, or Noelle will, into the WNBA weekend. This is going to be a fun show, and there's stuff going on that I don't know about. But ladies and gentlemen, if you listen to Sam and Greg regularly, at some point, I think you are going to hear some of what Jason and Noel do. Thursday nights, they only have an hour, but man, you guys have just come together, and it's just a really, really, really good listen.
It's a spinoff from 92.9 Mornings. I mean, come on. It's a spinoff from Sam and Greg.
Well, I appreciate that, and I thank you. I need to shut up. No, because, see, I do this all the time to others, and I was like, just say thank you and move on.
So I was trying to explain it to somebody, and that just kind of, like, came out one time. And I don't know why, when I think spinoff, I think of A Different World, because that's the first one that came to mind.
And they're filming that here, by the way, right now. They're not calling it that.
I didn't even know they were doing it. Reboot?
It would probably be that.
Are they picking up where A Different World left off? Is it a brand new version? Like, what is it?
I don't know. I don't have that. I don't have an answer. For that. Debbie Allen, though, is behind a new project surrounding HBCU college.
Okay.
So there you go.
Because, see, that's what I'm wondering. Like, is it a do-over, which we've seen sometimes with stuff, where they just completely do it and almost forget that the first one existed? Is it picking up with a new generation?
Right.
Like, you could go a million different directions with it. That would be interesting.
When was the last time that happened? Where a show came back. And, you know, they had one version of it, and they came back, and it was almost like they pretended the other version didn't. And obviously, it had to be years past. I'm trying to think of one, because I know there's one right at the top of my head, and I can't think of it. We will come back to that.
No, I think they actually did remember that the first one existed. Melrose Place had a, like, new era, I think. There's been a 90210 did that, too, where there was a connection to the original. But it was like a new group, Saved by the Bell, the new class. That one comes to mind, too. Yeah, you can tell where my TV head is.
That's typically what it is, right? It's usually like some type of
It's like
connection.
A gap of time, and then there's something to carry it forward. But there have been some, I think, where they just start again and just do, like, basically inspired by.
Exactly.
Yeah, sometimes, and I hate those. But I think from what I read, what I've seen so far about this, it is going to be more of a do-over than a continuation.
Okay.
I much more prefer when you find some type of connection to the original generation and then go that direction.
But yeah.
This looks like it's going to be an entire reboot. But they are pretty much calling it A Different World. I think I saw it the other day.
Okay, so I haven't kept up on what
And I was like, that's been on Brett's call sheet. So
it was.
So I think they're actually talking about it now, kind of dropping a couple nuggets about it. I saw that the other day. So.
Well, will you keep me up on that? Because
I only got
so much time to do things. I can't keep up on everything.
Greg, you got to get on that show. They can find a role for you. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, you can be Colonel Taylor.
I'm figuring that some of the folks that were on the original are going to come back as teachers and professors and things like that. You know, Jasmine Guy's going to be, you know.
That's what I want, but I don't think they're going to.
Yeah,
that.
I wish
That's
they
what I
would
want.
Do just some.
Dean Hardison.
It can be really slight. Like
Glenn Turman's
some,
still out here working.
Yeah, there's got to be something.
Well, we're going to work. As we work that out, it reminds me, I got a fresh casting call for you. Noelle's World is coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Can we do our spoilers? Jason's got one too here, a story of the week, which is what we
it's
do in this first
It's time for Sam and Greg's story of the week. Could be sports.
Grapefruit League activity.
Could be news.
Could be entertainment.
This is our first time on the VMAs.
It could be, well, anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam and Greg's story of the week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's Sam and Greg.
And forgive me, Jason, and we might have to carry this over because I forgot to mention who our guest is coming up in the next segment. Because that's very important. I want to get to, and forgive me if I pronounce this wrong, because I haven't got it phonetically, Kebron, would you say? Kebron Cummings, senior manager, experimental marketing with the Falcons. There's a backpack drive going on today.
Cool.
The Falcons are going to be handing out backpacks, and there's a back-to-school event, and we're going to talk about that coming up at 9:20. Having said that, do you have a story of the week from this past week, sir?
Yeah, I got one that's probably off the radar a little bit. Kind of getting into, like, iconic numbers in sports. You know, you see players sometimes earn wearing a certain uniform number.
Right.
Like you break in as a high number and you get that opportunity to change. Barcelona, one of the biggest clubs in the world. Lamine Yamal is the 18-year-old who is right now already one of the best players in the world.
Okay.
He has broken through. He's won a European championship. He's won La Liga. Just an incredible player. He's taking the number 10 shirt at Barcelona.
The significance of that is?
The number 10 shirt is like the number in soccer. Pelé wore it. Maradona wore it. But specifically at Barcelona, Diego Maradona's worn that shirt, and some people consider him to be the greatest player to ever play the game. Ronaldinho from Brazil wore that shirt. he's probably just under that group of the greatest.
Okay.
Lionel Messi, I think, is the greatest. He's worn that shirt. So
what did Ronaldo wear?
Cristiano Ronaldo. Yeah. He's I don't know if he's ever really been a 10.
Wow.
He's the one who hasn't really gone to the 10 route. But he didn't play at Barcelona either. Like, that shirt at that club.
Gotcha.
You've had three of the greatest players to ever wear it, and now this kid is taking it on as, hey, he might be the fourth to join that group. That's a big, big deal. It's a lot of pressure, too.
Here's the thing that I'm not going to dispute anything you said, but this is what sticks in my mind being an American sports fan. Are you telling me the world's biggest sport doesn't retire numbers?
No, we don't retire numbers in soccer. Nope.
You would think, is that something you
no,
think that'll
I actually
ever
think
change?
That's cool. No, I really? No, don't. No, absolutely don't retire numbers.
But then
because
you get a chance to talk about that player even more around the world.
But we just talked about Diego Maradona and Lionel Messi and Ronaldinho.
I didn't know that, though.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it becomes more iconic if, let's say, I'm trying to think of somebody here. Okay, let's say 21 for the Hawks.
Okay.
We know that's Dominique. We know what that means. If you're the next young player and going to be that star and you put that shirt on and wear number 21, that we're talking about that all day. You're not talking about it. You're talking about, like, he's going to be the next one to wear that legacy. Can he live up to that legacy? We're going to have that conversation.
I'm going to take that thought even further. I think we would talk about Lou Hudson in Atlanta more.
Yes, 100%.
If number 23 wasn't retired.
100%.
Because everybody would be compared to Lou Hudson.
100%.
But we don't really talk about Lou Hudson like that. It's in the rafters, and that's that.
Well, I would go the other way. I think American sports needs to honor players with, you know, Ring of Honors, whatever, but not retire numbers. I think it's better not to retire them.
Conversely, and you can say what you will about those players, but 21 and number 7 were given out again by the Falcons.
The Falcons don't retire numbers.
No, I get that. Yeah. I'm saying, when you saw that, it brought on, but then it also brought up other things.
Well, that's certain players, too. That's a different conversation.
And football doesn't do it. You know, football does not. But
some do. No, some do. The Falcons specifically don't. I actually had forgotten that they do not retire numbers. Some teams do.
For retire, but they just ain't, you know, like, nobody will ever wear 34 for the Bears and 40 and you know. Okay, well, you got me something to think about. I did not, like, really know that, again, but I don't follow it as much as you, but that's kind of cool. I guess that's
I think it's
look
very
at
cool.
It.
I like it. I like the history of it. Like, you can do the montage of great players wearing that number, and I'm with Noel, like, you're going to remember some players that maybe at times we forget a little bit.
But that player who wore it first sometimes gets so. Case in point. So while we were talking about this, the one that popped to my mind was number 20 for the Detroit Lions.
Mm-hmm.
We don't talk about Billy Sims more.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Because of that other dude. So again, there's examples like that.
Yeah, but but it's the same either way. Like, I would, for me, if I'm a Detroit sports person and the next great running back puts on the number 20, I'm talking about the lineage of the number. I'm talking about Sims to Sanders to the new guy.
That's Jason Longshore. He is in for Mr. Crenshaw, who's on assignment, but you'll be hearing from him coming up at the top of the hour. In the meantime, up next, Falcons got a backpack drive, getting ready for school already. And there is an event going on today, too. We're going to talk all about that with the senior manager of experimental marketing with the Falcons. Up next, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio with Jason Longshore, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9 TheGame.com is our website. Have you been there? Is your stuff on there too, all the calls and interviews you guys do? On our website, people can go there and check them out.
Off the Woodwork, the podcast. Yeah. Absolutely. Check it out.
All right. There you go. And, of course, you can take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is Sam. That's Jason Longshore, who is in for Sam. Now, I want to clean things up a little bit because we were just having some – anytime I work with you and got Noelle, too, we just have some fun. And I start having fun and forget that I got to run a show here.
You do have to run a show.
So I want to just get serious again and let you know what we have coming up here in just a second. We want to talk about this. And I want to mention this woman's name precisely. It is Kebrion Cummings. I was saying it incorrectly earlier, so apologies. Kebrion Cummings, senior manager. Experimental marketing for the Falcons. There is a backpack tribe going on today along with a back-to-school event. Let me tell you what's going on here, Jason, and for the audience, too. Falcons are going to host a backpack drive, as I said, in partnership with Scana. Players from the Falcons are going to give out backpacks filled with supplies to 50 students from Chris 180, an organization that provides Metro Atlanta children, youth, and families with the mental health support and tools they need to heal, live, and thrive. Those in attendance will also be able to participate in fun activities, games, and receive free haircuts, something we both need. So, along with that and other things that are going on here, we want to say good morning and welcome Kebrion Cummings to the show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine.
Doing well.
Did I clean that up okay?
Yeah, you got it perfect.
Okay. Well, first of all, listen, we're going to get to the event in a second, but when we hear from anybody with the Falcons, it gives you that feeling again like, oh, man, the season's right around the corner.
It's right around corner, and we're so excited to get started.
Well, tell us about this weekend and the events coming up here.
Yeah, absolutely. So like you mentioned, today from 10 to 12, Falcons outside linebacker Khalid Kareem, he's actually hosting a backpack giveaway for 50 kids from Chris 180 to be able to receive backpacks and supplies, free haircuts. We'll have games and all types of, you know, different discounts for that group. And then right after, from 12 to 3 p.m., we're actually going to be hosting our Dirty Birds Back to School Celebration presented by Scana Energy. And this is actually in its third year with partnership with Scana Energy. And it's free for the public to attend right here at the new Atlantic Station Team store. We'll be offering 10% off all Falcons gear. will be doing a scan of energy gift with purchase of $30 or more. And then families will also be able to enjoy an autograph signing by Khalid Kareem, and then appearances by Freddie Falcon, the Atlanta Falcons cheerleaders, face painters for kids, and then games and all types of fun activities for them to be able to enjoy at the store.
Look at that. Is them bears showing up? You know, the scan of bears? Yeah. Well, you got the Freddie Falcon. You got to get them bears out there.
Yeah, he won't be able to make it this time, but I think Freddie Falcon will be able to handle it this time.
Keep your on. Why is it so important for the Falcons to get out and support the local community in ways like this?
Yeah, it's so important, especially with, you know, the younger community, to be able to engage with them in different ways. And, you know, right now we're obviously in the off season, so we want to be able to find, you know, new ways that we can still be able to represent during the off season and get in front of our fans and to be able to engage with them. And so this is super important because obviously a lot of kids are going back to school soon. So we want to be able to support them and be able to represent and meet them where they are and help them get some cool Falcons gear for them to show off to all of their friends once they get back into class.
What's the turnout like out there? And I say that in a way that, when do you think people should like get out there and start finding a parking spot? This is going to be on Atlantic Station. I would imagine the turnout is going to be tremendous.
Oh, for sure. Definitely come out a little bit early. You know, like I said, the free event will start at 12 p.m. And then also remember that we moved our store at Atlantic Station. So now our new store is kind of near Publix, right next to near Sephora as well. So make sure you come out, get out early, get your parking spot. They also have free parking here at Atlantic Station for 2 hours. So you don't have to worry about, you know, paying for parking or anything once you're out here, and just have a good time.
Jason, I've been out there to that store, and now, which I'm glad you said that you moved over by the Publix, because I remember where it is, right there where they I think that corner spot they used to have is where the ice rink was during the wintertime. It was right there at the corner of the ice rink.
Yep.
So, listen, get on out there. These backpacks, they're tremendous, too.
Yeah.
We've seen some of the, and they're filled. It's like a Christmas present in July.
Yes. And honestly, this is a great initiative, obviously partnered with Scana Energy, but Khalid Kareem, one of our outside linebackers, he has a passion for being able to give back to the youth, and, you know, he really wanted to be able to do something as kids go back to school. So the backpacks will be filled with all types of school supplies for them to be geared up to, you know, get ready to go in the classroom, and it's going to be special. He's also going to be joined by a couple of his teammates to be able to hand out some of those backpacks to these kids. So it'll be a special moment for everyone.
We're all really lucky in Atlanta to have athletes who want to give back. Mm-hmm. You know, with what I do with Atlanta United, I've gotten to know these guys over the years, and somebody like Brad Kazan, who's always out making appearances and meeting kids. For somebody like Khalid and other players, you know, when you try to get players to do these sorts of things, what are the benefits that they get out of it? And, you know, how do they grow and represent the club out in the community?
Yeah, no, honestly, the great thing about a lot of our players is that they're the ones who kind of come to us with these
That's
initiatives
awesome.
That they want to do out in the community. They have their passions. They want to be able to give back. And it's so special to them. You know, obviously, we want to be able to provide the opportunities to help them. But a lot of the times they come to us and they're like, hey, we want to do something for the community. Where do we start? Where can we go? How can we make this happen? And the great thing is that as a team, we're able to kind of execute the player's vision of being able to really give back to the community. So our players do a really great job of, you know, getting out and representing for the team and being able to showcase that, you know, they are a part of the city and they want to be able to engage with the community and give back any way that they can.
This is going to be a great event. Again, going on today. Everything gets started at 10 a.m. this morning. Kibrian coming. She is on the air with us right now. She's the senior manager of experimental marketing, but they got the backpack drive going on 10 o'clock till noon, followed by the back-to-school event, noon to 3. All of this over at Atlantic Station, the Falcons' new location near Publix.
Hey, and if you're Atlanta United fans heading down to the Benz tonight and you're going to stop by the store and pick up some new gear, this is
Look
a good
you.
Day to
Look
do
at
that.
You. Yeah. Yes. You get them all.
Hey, we connect the dots with Atlanta United and the Falcons.
Absolutely,
come on now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're all in the same family.
Yes.
Well, we can't thank you enough. And again, apologies for dissecting your name, but we got it right. And I'm going to say it a few more times throughout the show just to make sure. But we will be talking about today's events, and we appreciate you joining us and letting folks know about this.
perfect. Thank you guys so much, and we're excited to see everyone at the team store.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Let's say it again. Cabrion. See, yeah. He's laughing at me over here. Cabrion Cummings.
It's all good.
No.
Thank
Cabrion.
You guys so much.
Thank you very much. You got them little fans out there in case it gets too hot? You know, people be sweating
like
cool.
We'll definitely have some good giveaways, and we'll make sure that everyone stays cool.
There you go.
There we go.
All right, Cabrion, thank you very much.
All right, have a good one, guys.
There you go. Appreciate it. Yeah, I forgot about that connection with you guys in Atlanta United.
You know?
It's all under the Arthur Blank umbrella.
But that's what's cool about it is you're able to leverage a lot of it. And you're able to, you know, somebody like Scanna is a partner on both sides. Mm-hmm. You're able to then amplify. And somebody like Cabrion, who is doing these kinds of link-ups where you're leveraging, you know, a sponsor and a player and the power that they can all have in the community to do good. And then you start to do that across two different teams and fan bases. It's mm-hmm. it's very cool to see, and it's something that I'm always really thankful to be part of AMBSE in whatever way that we are, and getting to do that and using that power, because, you know, across the organization, it is about bettering the local community, and they do a great job.
And they really want to make sure that we mention that this is going to be a fan event. Everything is going toward the fan, obviously with the backpack drive, but it's you come out there and they, as a team, as an organization, want to show their appreciation to the folks not only come out there, but just the fan base. Period.
To kick off.
This is another one of those.
We're right around the corner from everything getting rolling with the Falcons.
I also want to thank Taylor Garner. Taylor is the manager of football communication. She's the one who reached out to Sam first to get Cabrion on with us. So I want to thank her. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Jason Longshore who is in for Mr. Crenshaw. I didn't get a chance to do my story of the week, which we're going to do, if you don't mind, next. And what we want to do next, before we have Sam join us at the top of the hour, is talk about how this city looked last weekend, into Monday, from All-Star Weekend and the events that happened. We're also going to be talking to Bo Johnson, who was literally down there for All-Star Weekend. He's going to be joining us. But when you want to know about anything having to do with this Braves team or baseball, Bo's got great opinions, so he'll be joining us. But I want to tell you my story of the week is coming back. And then let's talk about how this city looked on the international stage, I should say, this past week. You good with that?
Sure.
All right. That's Jason Longshore. Noelle's on the other side of the glass. She'll be joining us too. It's Sam and Greg, sort of this morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
It's Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg this morning. Jason Longshore, one of the voices of Atlanta United, joining us. Of course, Noel, too. Mr. Crenshaw actually will be joining us coming up in about 20 minutes. He's on this morning.
I'm having flashbacks with that song choice.
You are?
Yes.
What kind of flashback?
Anything good flashbacks.
Okay, good.
Good flashbacks.
I think of Eric, our producer Eric here, when I hear that song. It's okay. A Baltimore thing. He grew up and loved that. And so,
okay, fair enough. Yeah, so, no,
he would be very surprised that I gave him a shout-out this morning. He would be very surprised. But let me do this real quick, and then I'm about to be slapped upside the head.
A little bit.
Kebrion Cummings just joined us, senior manager of experimental marketing with the Atlanta Falcons. She was on talking about the backpack drive and the back-to-school event going on today out at Atlantic Station. The backpack drive starts at 10 a.m., and then the back-to-school event starts at noon. All the information, everything that we talked about is on AtlantaFalcons.com.
Yeah, it's an awesome event for the community and the kids, and yes. I love to see players giving back to the community. And also, fans can get involved. You got discounts at the team store. Freddie Falcon's going to be there. All kinds of stuff happening from 12 to 3, fans to jump in on. Really cool.
A lot of open mouths and wide eyes by kids. Do you remember the first athlete you saw and how you reacted to it? Or did you just stand there with your mouth open?
I'm trying to remember who the first one that, like, not just saw, I mean, like met.
Yeah, because it can't be if you went to a game.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's not the same thing.
Someplace and
we had. I grew up in Clayton County, and we had an Olympian swimmer, Steve Lundquist, who came to our elementary school when I was a kid. And like at that time, being an Olympian too, like kind of that's a whole nother level of like cool athlete. So I think he was in like the warm up that they, so he's all decked out. Yeah, that was cool. That was really cool.
The first trip I ever took by myself, which was basically my parents taking me to the airport, could go up to the gate, putting me on the plane, and then my aunt, who worked for United Airlines, was waiting for me on the other end.
Mm-hmm.
But on the, and this athlete came up and was hitting on my aunt. He was, because my aunt was, she worked for United
changes
Airlines.
The conversation
was,
a little bit.
She was a flight attendant, but of course they called them stewardesses then. Yes. And it was Paul Warfield.
Yeah.
Paul Warfield hit on my aunt in L.A. as she was bringing me back to the airport.
That's a way to meet an athlete.
I always remember that. But listen, I wanted to mention that one more time about what the Falcons have going on today. Because as I was talking to, Kebrion, I sounded like an alcoholic. So I wanted to make sure we got it taken care of. I wanted to give her one more opportunity to let things, we'll let folks know where to go find that. All right. Jason is in for Sam, and this happens, he will check me as I do
chaos
Sam, and Sam
happens.
Will do me. But you just said something a second ago. I got something I want to say to you. So
No. Well, I was going to get into it when we got into what we're going to talk about with everything that happened in the city over the past, week, maybe.
Yeah.
With MLB All-Star, with Beyonce.
Yeah.
With everything happening. But you said putting Atlanta on the map internationally, and what put Atlanta on the map internationally this summer was the Club World Cup. And getting PSG from France here for about a week and a half, getting Bayern Munich here, getting 6 games internationally, and everybody raving about Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And that was what resonated internationally. It was so interesting to see. We kind of take it for granted being in there all the time, but people saying this is the best stadium in the world, or this is one of the best stadiums in the world, just in awe. Some of the biggest coaches in the world walking in being like, wow. I think in terms of making the city resonate internationally out of like those big three things. And it's no offense to baseball. It's just, it's not quite the same internationally. I think Beyonce maybe registers internationally.
Yeah, I was about to say.
With people coming to Atlanta.
I'm letting them go. I'm letting them go. Because, man, I can't walk anywhere near and disrespect
the you can't. Nope.
Without Jason reminding me.
Nope. I'm going to check you.
But, you know.
It's the education that has to continue.
Fine. And that's fine.
It's what we do.
That's absolutely fine.
Love the baseball All-Star game, but it's not the same thing internationally.
Well, I didn't say baseball, did I?
You were talking about baseball first.
I was not talking.
You're trying
about,
to wiggle
I
out
said
of it. It's
the
okay.
Events. Nah, you ain't getting it. I'll take my medicine, but you're gonna get it right. You're gonna quote me correctly.
So you were talking about the Beyonce concerts.
I was talking about everything that happened in this city. Sam and I talk regularly about this is an international city and it's
massively.
Events like what happened here in a small window, which was what I was going for in my mention of it being international. I'm not comparing one to the other. I would not do that, especially with you sitting 5 feet from me. Okay?
I think the summer has been really good for Atlanta internationally. When you talk about sport and entertainment, which, look, that's what we do. That's what we do best. That's what we do, I don't know, maybe better than most cities in the world, honestly. Like, when you talk about the whole combination of it, with having a stadium like Mercedes-Benz Stadium, to have concerts like Beyonce, to have games like the Club World Cup, to have other venues in the city. I mean,
They play football in that Mercedes-Benz, too. You always leave it to soccer, though.
We were talking about the summer. They're not playing football this summer.
Oh, soccer. Okay. Point taken.
They're not playing football this summer.
That's what we do here. It's like a duel. All right. Yeah. I just got it. Go ahead.
But actually, okay, this leads me to a question. I want to see where you fall on this. Okay. So when we talk about Atlanta sports and what resonates internationally out of our teams. Atlanta United is kind of in a different category because it is the world's game.
Right.
So people are going to talk about that, and it's definitely put Atlanta on the map.
Right.
When I talk to people who go, one of our colleagues in the media went to Portugal and ran into people with Atlanta United shirts in Portugal.
Okay.
They know Atlanta and Portugal because of soccer, so that's cool. Out of our other teams, which ones internationally resonate the most? Out of the Hawks, the Braves, the Falcons, the Dream, who resonates the most internationally in your opinion?
Talked about resonates. Yeah. I mean, okay, semantics here, but I would think first of the team that has the most international players. And when I say international, that just don't mean up and down the Western Hemisphere, because we've got Latin players that play baseball, only we've got...
It's a small number of countries, though.
Exactly. But...
I think the Falcons actually. Yeah, I do, because I think the NFL has really...
NFL plays around... That's what I was going to say, because
really
they play around the world.
That. Yeah. They've went really heavy and done a really good job of growing American football internationally.
I got to tell you what...
Yeah, we took over Germany, and I don't know how, but we have a big...
We
got to
sign Germany. We're taking it. Yes.
But you can't sleep on what first David Stern and Adam Silver are doing with the NBA around the world. So that's why I don't know. And then social media is really the kind of thing that who does better? So I think that's a better question. Who does better social media-wise of those sports?
Internationally.
Yes.
It's a good question. I don't know. It just came to mind, and I don't know the answer.
See, I think that would answer your question.
I think it might be women's basketball. I think it might be the W.
It's much more than people might think.
And I say that because so many of them have played internationally, so they watch, those fans watch the international ball and the American ball, which would probably be the international ball to them, but they watch these players on both continents, if you will, so might be the WNBA players.
We need to get a brainiac from Georgia Tech over here and figure that out.
It's a really interesting one, and it's why sports are so important in cities. You know, I mean, if you go back to ancient times with Atlanta soccer was what brought a lot of the world to Atlanta, because you didn't have the international aspect of the NFL and baseball and basketball in the 60s. You didn't really do that much.
Hang on. Say that statement again. What you said about you believe what brought did you say the sports world? I mean, how did you phrase
it? The international sports world to Atlanta to understand what is Atlanta? Like, where is Atlanta? Okay. And soccer was a big part of that in the late 60s. The Chamber of Commerce leaned into it and used it.
Hmm.
Now, that team didn't exist very long. Soccer wasn't ready at that time, all the things. But if you're trying to, from a Chamber of Commerce perspective, from a business perspective, from growing the city, sport is a great way to do it.
Right.
And I think domestically, obviously, that's happened. But internationally, I'm with Noel. I think the WNBA and the Atlanta Dream are a really key component to that. To people internationally saying, I don't know anything about Atlanta. What is that? Oh, one of my favorite players plays on that team. Cool. What else happens in Atlanta? And sport is such a huge introduction for people. And, you know, we've talked about it a lot. We're going to talk about it a lot over the next year with the World Cup coming. People are going to come to Atlanta because their team's playing in Atlanta, and they're going to really like it here and say, maybe I should stay.
None of this happens, I believe, without Hartsfield.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a 100%. Huge factor.
It does not happen without that. And then you can talk about the major, you know, the Fortune 500 companies from Coca-Cola and so on and so forth. But
they don't come without Hartsfield.
Those, exactly.
Yeah.
And let's take it to the next step. A lot of them don't happen without Andrew Young in the job he had back in the 70s as the ambassador and traveling around the world and bringing that business and letting those other countries know, you know, we got the busiest airport, or excuse me, our airport, of course he was saying this back then, mm-hmm. is going to be the busiest in the world pretty soon. Chicago's number one with O'Hare.
Yep.
But and as things grew, mm-hmm. you know, you started to see those companies.
When you go back in time and you look at decisions like the sliding doors moments of what has made Atlanta what Atlanta is now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The decision to invest in the airport is one of those. Mm-hmm. And the mayor at that time, Mayor Hartsfield, was a huge part of that. That's why his name's on the airport.
Yep.
Maynard Jackson helped take it to the next level.
Yep.
And going international with it. Andrew Young is another huge factor.
And one more. Let's not sleep, because you're talking international. Let's not sleep on Ted Turner.
Oh, 100%.
Because he's right in there, an integral part of 100%. Showing the world of Atlanta.
I mean, you can't even talk Atlanta sports without Ted Turner.
Nope.
So, I mean.
And the other factor is Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Right.
Like if you're looking at the things that have made Atlanta what it is from a sports and an entertainment perspective to have the week that we just had, mm-hmm. those are kind of the five major pillars in doing
that. We never really numbered them before. That's pretty good.
Right. Well, I mean, and you know that's true, Jason, because yep. we just talked about this airport on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Because yep. I had an argument. I was making a point with Terrell Thomas on Twitter. I was saying that, you know, it was weird to me that Indiana had an NBA flagship store and we didn't. Spoiler alert, they don't. But my argument was that we have an international airport and all 30 fan bases. So why wouldn't we have an NBA flagship store?
I think we need to talk to the concession people at the airport and make that happen.
Oh. That's my pitch.
Let's go.
I mean, you got all 32 fan bases here. Everybody moves here. You got an international airport. People come in and out to see everybody's team play the Hawks, whether you're going to see the Hawks or not. Why don't we have a flagship NBA store at Atlantic Station?
You know, I have said publicly, I will say it on this show too again, that everything that you said, I agree with 100%. And we don't get the Olympics in 96. Without that airport.
Oh, no.
And one other thing, because there's no way in the world we should have got the 96 Olympics, which, by the way, started on this date.
And it, and it absolutely changed the city forever.
Yeah.
There is, you're talking about everybody, all these other cities are taking Juan Antonio Samaranch around, mm-hmm. and it's the 100th Olympiad. You go back to the place this started.
It's supposed to go to Athens.
But Athens is not, and Sam will stand up here and on a mountain and scream as loud as he can. They weren't ready.
No, they weren't.
All right. Mm-mm. But it should have went to them, and maybe that was the reason
why. Yeah,
in a
perfect world, yes, Greg.
But I'm telling you, they brought that dude here, and they took him to that establishment on Spring Street, and he said, the city of Atlanta. There's no way in the world we should have got it.
Yay.
And listen.
There's some other factors, too.
There's some other nightlife. But I'm telling you, back then, this would have been like 88, 89, when he came through here, made the announcement. You know they took him to that joint on Spring Street.
Andrew Jones was putting in the work.
Yeah, that one on Lindbergh wasn't as popping then, and the other ones weren't even here. So I'm just saying, all things being equal, he saw the possibilities of the world when they came to Atlanta would also enjoy themselves because they had things to do.
Which is so interesting because that runs right into Freaknik, which is the same type of atmosphere you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's so interesting because, it's all here and it's for – we have something for everyone. And I think we've had that since about the 80s. There is something for everyone.
And I've been here for all that. And it's been
we have something for everyone. I think that needs to be a new tagline for the city.
Yeah,
Let's
we do.
Go. Let's go.
I will make this quick. My story of the week. I am so happy for Damian Lillard. And how does that happen? But you rarely feel good for the – and I'm not from Portland. I got no dog in this fight. But there are just some athletes that fall into different categories, and it's – an indefinable trait of theirs. Like, why did we like Joe Dumars and hated all the rest of the Bad Boys? You know, Joe Dumars had something. And I think Damian Lillard, as far as all the great players in the NBA who could go out and get money from any place, he is to Portland, for me, to what Tony Gwynn was to San Diego. And I was so happy to see him go back there.
Noel, Greg would have taken something down from the dartboard on Thursday
yes,
night.
Yes, he would have. He would have Which taken Damian Lillard off the dartboard.
He would have taken Damian Lillard off the dartboard.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have liked Miles' suggestion.
Y'all got to come and tell everybody what you're talking about there. Because, see, this is what audience, this is what we got going on here today. We got Sam and Greg, but you only got Greg. And then we have the intersection with Jason and Noel, and they do a show Thursday nights here. And they got a little thing they do during the show, and it's going
to
be incorporated.
You're going
to
get to play
today.
Darts with us here all in a right, little bit. You're right. Going to play darts, and we'll revisit your point, your news of the week. We will revisit that.
Well, I got another one, too.
Okay.
I got another one.
But we'll revisit the Damian Lillard conversation in darts coming
All right,
up.
That's cool. All right. Hey, you know who's up next? One Ooh. Of the namesakes of this show, Mr. Crenshaw, who's Gordon and Jason down there by Bucky's. Sam is going to be joining us next. And Jason, again, in for Mr. Crenshaw. It's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 19th day of July, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.